Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
And I've said for years, Ogunjobi is one of the most underrated defensive linemen in the NFL. I mean, he was a real nightmare to play against. He's a good football player. So to have a guy like that back in there, it does interject something into a defensive line that is, I think, playing very well. It's on the cusp of really playing great. And then you add these two pieces. It's just, it gives you an opportunity to mix and match. It interjects a little more energy into the rotation, a little more juice in practice. Yeah, you get new faces. It breaks up the monotony, of course, just from the outside looking in. But also you get just really good football players.
Former Bills center Mitch Morse, Michael Hoyt, Larry Ogunjobi on their way back. Should see them Sunday, I would think.
I would expect that they'll be ready to go.
Max Hairston, probably not, but we have 3 weeks to get him right. Nothing on Bass. That might just not change. I don't know.
Yeah.
Only Hairston of the guys on that designated to return IR. Tomorrow's the news day. The Bills are off one more day here before they get to work tomorrow. They play 1 o'clock Sunday in Carolina. The Patriots play 1 o'clock Sunday at home against Cleveland. They've been on the road 3 straight weeks. They won them all. Who's the better team? Even wide receiver, I think, is kind of fun and interesting to compare. Because we're always, of course, harping on the Bills, what they lack at wide receiver. It's not like the Patriots are deep. They have Diggs.
They have Diggs, who really showed out here, obviously. I don't think that that's proof that he's like a number one again or anything.
He had a good game Sunday.
But he might be their best option in their passing game right now. But I don't, you know, so he might be their number one, but he's not on the level he was, you know, before he left here.
Would you not say, though, that he's probably the best of both teams' receivers?
Yeah, I would say that.
And then with Diggs, they have Kayshon Booty, who made a nice catch in the game, and I think a touchdown catch in Nashville on a longer one. And you have Pop Douglas, who the Bills have guys like Pop Douglas, you know. He's maybe poor man Shakir, or maybe he's even Shakir.
Yeah, I don't know.
Just underneath, smaller, but pretty good. They have Hunter Henry. It's not that different. You know, like, they're okay. They're not bereft. And the Bills are not bereft. They're just not
right. They're just stellar. Not great. Yeah. I mean, what is... I'm going to struggle with Douglas and Shakir here. Like, has Douglas caught 70 passes in his career ever?
No.
I mean, he might have the talent to do it, but he has not done anything really in the league. I think he's made a few plays and flashed, and people are like, oh, maybe he should be more prominent or something, but it never happens.
Last year he caught 66.
All right.
And, you know, they haven't had Josh Allen exactly.
It's really tough to think about the Bills receivers in this context, because I think a lot of the New England, Diggs changes the equation a lot. Like, if the fact that he's playing, even at the level he's playing at, forget about whether he's a bona fide number one guy. I mean, there's just guys in the league now that are just way past what he's capable of now. But is he better than anyone on my team? Like, could he, if he were used the way Shakir is, give you what Shakir's giving you? And then some, maybe, yeah, probably. So, yeah, I think he is better than anybody on our team. And when you line up the squads and start ticking the names off, I thought the Patriots were kind of a joke at the skill positions going into the year. And if it's comparable objectively to the Bills, man, that's a problem.
Well,
to be a Super Bowl contending level team and have skill position players that are on that level is tough.
I think you could really say it. I mean, we know what Diggs is, and he's not in his prime anymore, but we saw here what he is, and that's still pretty good. It's funny, like, Hollins was here. We know what that is. Hollins has 11 catches in 5 games for New England. I'm not sure if he's playing more special teams or how they're using him exactly. Henry is a nice pass-catching tight end, mm-hmm. and the Bills think they have that in Kincaid. Henry's had a longer career. Booty kind of is a flashy option. He ran into trouble off the field coming out of LSU, but his talent really hasn't been questioned. It's not like he's elite, but he can play. And then you have Douglas, who we've talked about, and they have a rookie, Kyle Williams, who hasn't really gotten involved yet.
Right.
At running back, I mean, we saw Stevenson score twice against the Bills. He's fumbled a lot. They have not gotten off Henderson yet, and that's a second-round pick. And that's interesting, and it's frustrating for fantasy because you see a guy picked like that that had his college profile, you kind of think, well, they have to play him. But guess what?
They'll be eager to get him in, yeah. Like, it's like Stevenson is Saquon Barkley or something standing in the way.
Right, and Henderson hasn't done anything when he's played. Like, he hasn't, seemingly hasn't, he hasn't pushed the door through, you know, or anything like that. But he's waiting. He's somebody that they can probably expect to help them as they go here. Yeah, I think it's comparable. It's easy to say that, and I'm sure I've said it too about New England, but you don't have, I mean, they have not had the quarterback. They've not had a scene where you're going to get the best out of those guys. And, you know, they also had Juju and Kendrick Bourne, guys who were more like the journeyman types. And that's not the situation now. So I think it's promising. I was the one here, I think, who said the Bills, I would have ranked the Bills as the better team over the Patriots in the power rankings. And I think that that's right. But, you know, we have the questions that we go over every day with the Bills, receiver being one, the quality of the defense. It's a big week for them. They're all big.
Yeah.
But what do you really expect here? They're going to go to Carolina and do what? You need them to look superior to Carolina.
Yes.
And if they don't, this could be one of those weeks where you wouldn't answer yes necessarily to, is there a winning score you would not be impressed by? I'm sorry how convoluted that sentence became. Every week I ask you, you know, the Bills are these big favorites, Miami, New Orleans, New England. Could they win a game so close that you'd be disappointed? And you said no every time. I just want the wins. Is this game an exception to that?
Boy, I sort of want to do the thing Josh Allen did with that interview we talked about with Marty Smith before the Monday night game last week. I want to take my time with the question because I know how I want to answer. How I want to answer is go win 3-2. I don't care.
3-2.
Just get me wins on the board. What matters is what kind of shape you're in come January. What kind of form? Yeah, are you at the peak of your powers? Are you healthy, etc. The season tests you. I mean, it certainly tests the teams and the players and the coaches and all that, but as fans, it's a test. And right now, I guess I'd be failing the test that I'm administering because I feel like I need 30-10 on Sunday. I just need it to look like, yes, I am kind of, you know, New England did not have Tennessee by the forehead, like big brother on little brother, all day on Sunday. But in the end, they ended up, you know, 31-13. I think I need that. Even if it's a 4-point game in the third quarter, just give me a game where you're just better. And even if it takes you pulling away late, I just need you to look like the better team all day.
You need a cover. The Bills have not covered since week two. Double digits, right? A 10-point win would probably be good enough for you.
Sure. I did say 30-10, though. So, I mean, I guess I want more.
You did. Bulldog will be laddering this game. If you go as far as to expect this to happen, then you want to find those, you know, alt lines, Bulldog.
Oh,
listen
sure.
to me.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm Mr. Vegas.
I've dabbled a little. I've done some dabbling, the alternate lines.
You know your way around those.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Yeah.
Those apps.
Yeah.
Or at least one of them.
Not that familiar with this laddering phrasing, though. I don't know the link. I don't listen. I'm not a regular bet sweats.
Bills are -8. So you take a -8, then you take a -12, then you take a -14, then you take a -20, however hard you want to go with that.
Climbing the ladder of the spread. Yeah,
right.
Gotcha.
Steve is next. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Big fan of the show.
Thank you. Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, no problem. Just got a quick question. You know, familiarity, I feel like Buffalo Bills have they just need it really bad. Do you think if you elevate Gabe Davis, does that allow this team to create some momentum early on in the game? Because a lot of what I'm seeing is just when Josh is in trouble, no one's feeling the pressure. No one's sensing is what's happening on offense, and everyone's complaining about James Cook not getting the ball. Well, I mean, I feel like once injuries hit, you have to lean on familiarity. Am I right?
I don't know. I mean, I think the first thing here is that I haven't heard that he's healthy yet. Isn't Davis on a special
list?
Yes,
he's on the practice squad injured. Yeah.
I mean, we've talked about the trade deadline and receiver pretty much like it's the law every day. We have to talk about it at least once. And Davis is kind of a way you could middle that because he's around. Like he's not, you're not trading a day two draft pick for him if he's still in Jacksonville or something, probably. You shouldn't have to do that. But he's around and he's different. So we want to inject something else into receiver. We've got a guy that we know. Otherwise, I don't think it really matters sort of what happened in the past.
I think if he can eventually prove to be healthy enough to move around some reasonable facsimile of how he was moving around when he last was here. It's not been that long, right? This would be his second season away from Buffalo, right? I think he will play. Regardless of whether they make a move or not, I think he will play. At the position, I mean. Like, if they trade for someone else, I think at some point he will get a uniform on a game day. Maybe that ends up being at Coleman's expense. Like, I think the first step to them replacing Coleman, if they're even going to get there, and I'm sure they would be loath to do it. It's probably, along with Bean's dug-in posture publicly about the position and adding talent at it, I think it's tied to the same premise. They've got a lot invested in Coleman. That was their choice. That was their choice after they bailed out on the 28th pick and let Kansas City get their hands on Xavier Worthy and other receivers went off the board and they chose Coleman and he's a ghost. And if they make a trade, it's to get someone on the field in that spot. I think is what a trade is. And that's why it's hard maybe to foresee a trade. If they don't make a trade because of that, I think eventually the frustration will grow. If Coleman doesn't show up in some prominent way between now and, I don't know, before Thanksgiving, I think Gabe Davis gets on the field in that spot.
Be kind of cool if they had Davis for Kansas City next week with his history, at least in one game against the Chiefs. So you want to replace Coleman with the guy he replaced.
Right.
In the first place, Davis. Or you might be open to it. Yeah, interesting. Thanks, Steve. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. We'll take a break. Steve Reed on the Panthers at 4 here on WGR.
When was the last time you thanked God for your health care? At Redeem Healthshare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at RedeemHealthShare.org.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARC machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.